there. Good morning. Welcome to it. It's 6:38. Brock Hunter.
Hey, good morning.
We're going to take a full look at your forecast here in just a little bit. We'll let the professionals take a whack at it. Right now, though, let's get to it. We got your rock news and your rock history.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
Of course, as always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Honor Credit Union?
Could be part of it.
Well, as expected, this summer's annual Lollapalooza has been postponed until 2021. No big surprise there. They held out for a long time yesterday. The Chicago Department of Cultural Affairs said that all major summer events through Labor Day would not happen. Lollapalooza was scheduled to take place at the popular Grant Park from July 30th through August 2nd. The fest's promoters posted a note saying, quote, "We wish we could bring Lollapalooza to Grant Park again this year, but we understand why things can't move forward as planned. The health and safety of our fans, artists, partners, staff, and community is always our highest priority. Rest assured, we'll be working hard behind the scenes to deliver Chicago a spectacular celebration of Lollapalooza's 30th anniversary in the summer of 2021. In lieu of the real thing, the promoters will host an online version of the event with archived performances from past festivals." So, again, no big shocker. Pretty much everything is put off until 2021. I know Summerfest in Wisconsin, in Milwaukee, got canceled, got postponed. Pretty much everything at this point is shut down for 2020, yeah. Which, I mean, is understandable.
Yeah.
You can't really expect a bunch of, I mean, you've been to rock shows, I've been to rock shows, mm-hmm. and you pretty much have everyone crammed into one spot, breathing and sweating and getting all sorts of bodily fluids on each other, so it makes sense to hold off.
Yeah, yeah, you put your beads in your vape and let your man bun down. You ain't going to be doing any concerts soon.
Just relax for a bit. All right, there you go. That's your rock news. Let's do your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day in rock history, 1975, the Eagles released One of These Nights. It was the fourth album by the band, and the record would become the Eagles' first number one album on the Billboard's album chart in July of that year, and it had three top 10 singles, obviously the same title track, One of These Nights, Lion Eyes, and Take It to the Limit. Awesome
Take
album.
It to the Limit.
No, not that. No. That's not it. Yeah, the great song by the Eagles. Take it to the limit.
Take it to the limit.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that was in a Rocky workout montage. Take it to the... No, different Take It to the Limit, but same title there, Hunter. Good
to
job.
To the limit.
To the limit. All right, there you go. That's your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
Come be part of it. All right, you ruined it.